Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Fans will be allowed in when opening day arrives in Chicago, but what about the vendors? Usually this is the time where stadium food service companies begin sending out emails to see who wants to work this season. The teams have yet to alert vendors on a plan for this season. We thought we'd check in with a veteran vendor. Douglas North has worked Cubs games, Sox games, also the United Center and Soldier Field. Doug, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Are you in limbo? Do you have any idea what's going to happen this season?
Kind of in limbo, but all the stadium vendors across the nation are in the same place. But in Chicago, it's a bit more ahead of the game. We have been sent a bit of paperwork just to be ready, but ultimately people are trying to figure out at the stadiums what vending is going to look like and how operations are going to be. So that's my thinking. I haven't been connected or contacted by anybody specifically with any specific knowledge.
Yeah, I wonder what the protocols will be, assuming you guys will be allowed in. I'm assuming it'll be kind of credit card only, wouldn't you think?
Well, I know safety is going to be paramount. It always is. And it seems like the electronic version of exchange financially between product and customer is going to be the preferred choice.
Yeah, and I read something the other day. There was a story about vendors and credit cards, and it said something like tips were larger with just the cash, not the credit card. That didn't seem to make sense to us. What's the story on that?
Well, I think, you know, when you're dealing with cash, you don't think as much as when you're using credit cards because there's more of a process involved electronically. So, you know, that could be the case. You know, it really depends on the interaction. I know at the ballpark, you know, it requires, you know, face-to-face and connection. And I know I work in the right field corner, and a relationship is part of it. So perhaps my season ticket holders will be generous in more ways than one. Maybe there are other life circumstances that might play a part in it. I just don't know, because going to the ballpark and having a beer and a hot dog, it's a want, it's a luxury, really. So how is this going to play going forward? That's the real question.
What about passing down the beers and the cash down the row, Doug?
Yeah, that's something that I've been thinking about. I mean, are people going to be passing down credit cards, you know, down the row, 20 people? Are they going to be coming out to the aisle? Don't know what that's going to look like. And to be honest, a lot of these vendors, I've been vending for this last season would have been my 25th season, started when I was really young. And so something's been done for such a long time. There's vendors that have been vending longer than myself. You know, how are people going to adapt to the new way? That's the question. And nobody really knows. We can only hope for the best, but we do know, and I can speak on the change in the past few years where people were carrying less cash and they realized, oh, I don't have cash in my wallet. All I have is my credit card, and I wasn't set up as a seat vendor to serve that customer. So they had to go find an ATM, and there was another step involved in the transaction.
Doug, are you nervous at all about the interaction, the close contact with people you don't know?
More mindful, for sure. More mindful. And how are people going to, think about the pandemic, the interaction, everything that goes into play. I'm a bit nervous about it, but I think that it comes down to a plan, really. So, yeah, and it's it's the one place in the world where people come, and there are thousands of people for each game so close by. So what does that look like, and how does that evolve? So, yeah, there's a bit of concern.
Did you agree with that study that came out a couple of weeks ago that said White Sox fans drink more alcohol than any other team in the major leagues?
Well, you have to understand, they put in like three microbreweries in the stadium, and they did their two for one. So, you know, take that away, it'd be a different study.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, a lot of my friends who I went to high school with became vendors and worked for years and years and did very well, sent their kids through college. And I guess when you are talking about Sox, Cubs, Bulls, Hawks, Bears, you can make a pretty good living and work all year long. Of course, it helps when the teams are doing well and you get a lot of fans in the stands. How have you done over the years, Doug?
You know, it's changed. It's not what it once was. There's so many points of sale. It's no more about the hot dog and a beer. It's about which microbrewery can you get, which fancy restaurant by a local artisanal chef is there. So there's many points of sale, so it's not what it once was, and that has been a frustration. But, you know, what the fans want is what the fans want. They've got a diverse palate, and they demand more from their experience, and, you know, things have changed. But, yeah, absolutely, you know, it was a good working-class gig for a really, really, really long time, and as you know, in from the past few years, it hasn't been what it was because of what I just said.
And for you, was it always a part-time job?
It's meant different things to me at different points in my life. I started when I was in high school. It got me through college. I'm a school teacher at the moment. And so, yeah, it's always been part-time. But in terms of how long I've worked or how many stadiums or how many games, that's always been different based on personal life situations.
My spies report that you were selected as an all-star vendor one year and went to the all-star game. How about that?
This job has amazing stories that go with it, and that was one of those amazing stories back in 2000 where it was a different vending company, and it was a program that this company put forward, and it was one of those moments in time that it's unbelievable if I tell the story, but everything that you think of when you hear all-star vendor, it's that amazing, and it was that amazing. So,
can you give us a little tidbit?
Sure. We flew down to Atlanta in 2000, me and a friend of mine, and we met up with about 20 other vendors from other stadiums around the country, and we worked the Home Run Derby and the All-Star Game and those events, and we worked alongside the vendors in Atlanta. So we're all pretty connected, and, you know, they put us up for a few nights and, you know, food and drink and expense that, and, you know, we got to meet a lot of the athletes and celebrities, and we also did some Goodwill charity events in the community, and it was a really great way to connect the people who work in the ballpark to communities, you know, in our country, and also bond the experience of vending and baseball and promote the game. Mm-hmm. So it was a really fantastic moment, and you know, our connections with those people from across the country, we'd go and visit them. That's how fun it was. And the memories just, I mean, being flown out to work an all-star game in another stadium in another part of the country, I mean, it was surreal. We had our Cub hats on, and the other vendors had their affiliated team hats on, and we got to share our stories with each other and the fans that we were serving. So it was a blast.
Cool. Sounds like a good reality show somebody should have done. Over the years, there have been so many great characters vending. I mean, I remember so many from my youth hanging out in ballparks. Douglas North, thanks for the update, and hopefully it'll be back to business for the folks around the ballparks and folks like you inside the ballparks vending. Take care and have a great day.
Thanks for having me on. You guys do the same. Bye-bye.